In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who comes in order to give us a sense of our true worth. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how much are you worth? That question usually brings up kind of this sense of how much money do you make, how much money do you have. And so in that frame, the person who is worth the most in the entire world is this guy that you may know and may order stuff from named Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is worth approximately $116 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars. And so we've got that kind of a sense of what people are worth. But there are some other ways to figure out, you know, kind of what you're worth. And so one of the ways is that you can figure out how much your skin is worth. And people have actually done that. They figure for the average adult human being that if you would just skin them and sell their hide as leather, well, your hide would be worth approximately about $3.50 if it was sold on the same level as cowhide. Yeah, Blake is a little bit bigger. He might be pushing $5. I don't know. And so that's one of the ways that you can sort of value your life, I suppose. Another way to value your life is to kind of consider, like, what kind of elements and things are inside of your body. And what you can do there is you can kind of figure out, okay, these are the elements in the average adult human body. And if you do that, you can't include the cost of what it would take for us to separate all of those elements out. But if you were able to do that and just look at your own worth, you would be worth approximately $160, most of which comes from your potassium that you hold in your body. And so if you're feeling like you're having a really low worth day, eat a banana. You'll automatically, in just a few hours, be worth more. And so those are some ways that we can figure out kind of what we're worth. But one of the biggest payoffs that you get is if you actually consider what your organs are worth. And so if you consider that, if you have a well-functioning set of organs, you can actually rise up to about $45 million in terms of what your body is worth, depending on what organs function and how they function, and you know how things are going on the black market these days. And so that's one other way that you can figure out, okay, this is approximately, well, how much I'm worth. You can also figure out, you know, how much are you worth as an employee? How much are you worth as a worker? And the average American is worth, throughout the course of their career, about $1.2 million. And so you can also figure that into your equations. And so there's a lot of different ways for us to, you know, figure out kind of what we're worth and calculate what am I worth? What good am I? Because that's really what it comes down to a lot of times, right? It comes down to this question of, like, well, what am I worth? Really, it's kind of like, well, what am I good for? And you know, should I just cash in my organs right now and get what I can for them, and the world will be a better place with my organs? Or am I better off, you know, continuing to live my life and continuing to make money? And, you know, maybe I'll rise up above that 1.2 million. Maybe I'll even get kind of in the ballpark of Jeff Bezos, maybe. And so there's this question about, like, okay, well, what am I worth? And ironically, though, sometimes we don't like knowing that we're worth something. Ironically, sometimes we actually would prefer to be undervalued. We'd prefer to say, well, you know, I'm just sort of an average person. You know, I'm just that $3.50 worth of hide. And so you're just kind of like, yeah, I'm just average. And the reason a lot of times we go there is because, well, we know that with worth comes responsibility. So if you're Jeff Bezos, you have to continue to be Jeff Bezos. Otherwise, all of Amazon shuts down and the world is left in the dark ages. And so you go, oh, well, okay, maybe I just want to be a normal guy. Well, that sets the stage for us to start engaging with these 1, 2, 3, 4, count them, 4 parables that Jesus tells within the space of just a couple of paragraphs. And the first one of those is going to be most of the time most of the content that we spend our time on. And it's a really short parable that Jesus tells, but it's a parable that a lot of times we kind of wonder what to do with. So in the parable, you have this man, and he's in somebody else's field, and you kind of wonder, well, what is this charlatan doing in somebody else's field? And, well, if it were today, it would appear that he would probably have one of those, like, metal detector things that you see people at the beach with. And, you know, he's just going around, looking for treasure, waiting for a beep, 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 beep. And once he hears that, he gets out his shovel, and he digs down, and he finds treasure. And so this guy, like a good pirate, goes and he buries it back up, and he ambles over to the person who owns the field and says, hey, you know that field of yours? What a crappy field. Terrible place, but I tell you what, I'll take it off of your hands for this much. And he sells all that he has in order to buy the field. Because what he recognizes is that the treasure that is in the field is worth something. It's worth something so much to him that he's willing to sell everything that he has in order to go and buy that field. And so there's a level at this where we hear Jesus' words and we say, I know what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about, I'm walking through the field. I'm in this field that I have no business being in. But yet, I'm here nonetheless, and I trip over something. And what is that thing that I trip over? Oops, it's Jesus' cross and empty tomb. Oh, that is worth something. I am going to go, and I am going to go and sell everything that I have and follow him. And sure enough, that's not a bad way to think about this parable. But I don't think that's exactly where Jesus is going with this one. You see, that's kind of the subject of some of the other parables in this set of 4. But this one really sets everything up right away in a way that tells us where the true value is. And that's a big question for us, right? Because we're kind of wondering right now, well, am I worth $3.50 worth of hide, or am I worth, you know, the $45 million possible that I can get out of my organs? And so we're kind of wondering, okay, which valuation is correct? And the valuation of your life, of you selling everything that you have in order to purchase the kingdom of God, well, yeah, that's okay, but it's not really what Jesus is getting at. Because what Jesus is getting at here is actually that Jesus finds you in a field. That Jesus finds you buried and covered up in your sins. Buried and covered up in your self-righteousness, buried and covered up in all of this stuff that kind of you try to hide from God. You try to say, I'm not valuable. I'm underneath all of this stuff. So Lord, don't see me as valuable. And Jesus goes and he says, that's worth it. I'm going to go and sell everything that he has. And what does he sell? Well, he sells the life of the Son of God. And that's important. That's important for us to recognize on many different levels, but the greatest level for us to recognize there is that your life is not worth anything until it is valued by someone. And so if you are selling your life, you kind of get a chance to work the market, if you will. You do have the option of selling your hide for the measly $3.50 that you can get out of it, and that would be fair, because the person who is buying your hide is simply buying your hide at the going rate of what that is worth. That's what they are willing to pay. However, the person who is looking at you as an organ farm, they're willing to pay substantially more. And possibly the person who is looking at you as a worker is willing to pay you even more. But here's the thing. The Son of God is willing to pay even more. He's willing to pay more than what Jeff Bezos is worth. Because as big of a number as $116 billion is, it's not as big as the worth of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. That's what you're worth. That's what Jesus is willing to pay for you. And so because of that, that is your worth. Because your worth is simply an estimate of what somebody is willing to give for you. What somebody is willing to pay for you. Jesus is willing to pay his whole life for you. And that does come along with some responsibility. I mean, after all, you are worth the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so because of that, God has paid a lot to get you. And there is a little bit there of, well, what are you going to be offering? You know, if you're worth that much, are you living into your worth? Or are you just kind of, you know, sandbagging your worth? Are you a lemon? Did God buy a lemon when he bought you? And the answer is, well, yeah, it is. You are a lemon. You continue to sin. You continue to bury yourself under the ground. You're not worth. But Jesus says that you are. And Jesus pays an exorbitant price for you, a price that you're probably not worth on your own. But it's the price that he pays for you nonetheless. And because he paid that price for you, because he died on the cross for you, because he rose from the tomb for you, because he chose to baptize you, you are worth the life and death and resurrection of the Son of God. So this week, may you remember how much you are worth. And may that lead you into acting into ways that are full of worth for the kingdom of God. But may you also recognize deep down within your soul that you are worth that to Jesus before you do anything, because he has already bought you at his great price. Amen.